do this afternoon is to give you a perspective on how the social economy presents itself in Canada, and especially what kind of projects and what kind of work has gone on across Canada in terms of the social economy and immigrants and refugees and cultural communities. We have tried to incorporate the language both from English Canada and French Canada, and so I'm referring to the group of people that we're interested in as immigrant refugees and cultural communities. I should also add that we're going to also have a presentation from Atlantic Canada. Okay. So what we wanted to do in this workshop is, first of all, introduce the social economy as an innovative way of answering the questions of ethical wealth production and distribution. We wanted to highlight the use of the social economies by immigrant refugees and cultural communities. And we also wanted to talk about research, the kind of research that is needed across Canada to really be able to use the social economy as a way to achieve success for immigrants and refugees. Okay. So I actually work for something called the Canadian Social Economy Research Partnerships. Just like Metropolis, we are regional research centers. We have 6 regional centers, including one that research the North. So the 3 territories plus Labrador is called the Northern Node for us. We are a research institute that is partnerial. We have universities and practitioners who co-manage the work that we do. And I think we have about academics from 79 universities and from 15 academic disciplines. And we have about 140 organizations that we partner with. And just like Metropolis, our funding comes from SHRC mostly, and we do the same thing. We fund research, we fund knowledge mobilization, we fund students, a lot of student bursary scholarships, research assistantships, and we're also very interested in public policy development. Okay. And this is what we look like, the 6 nodes across Canada. And our 2 co-directors, Ian McPherson, who's now a retired professor from the University of Victoria in Cooperative, and Rupert Downing, who used to be the executive director of CETNET, which is the Community Economic Development Network. And then our board is also made up of a researcher on the social economy and a number of practitioner organizations. Okay. So I think we all know the background that immigrants and refugees face. I mean, they face 2 major challenges. One is the social integration, and the other one is access to economic security. And a lot of our immigrants, refugees, cultural communities are underemployed in low-paying jobs, and their work is often very physically demanding, which further isolates them. Very often, they have limited resources and a lot of stress in finding enough employment or housing to meet the needs of their families, and so they don't really have the time to create social networks. So what do we mean by the social economy? And I thought the best way of explaining what is the social economy by going back to the Metropolis Conference in Toronto in 2007. I don't know, how many of you were there and got this bag? No? Okay. Well, this is an interesting bag, because this bag was made by social economy organizations. It's called Haween Enterprise. It's mostly Somalian women, and it was started by an immigrant settlement agency. And they have actually cornered the market in for a lot of conferences in the Ontario region. They're actually very successful in what they do. You know, and you can go to their website and find out more information on them. Okay, and I think what's interesting about this organization is that they were a settlement agency who realized they needed to provide employment opportunities and fund both a market, and I think a very successful market. Another example, one that is just beginning and maybe not as successful, is a women's cooperative in British Columbia in Burnaby. So what is the social economy? It's very prominent in Quebec. It's sometimes referred to as CED, Community Economic Development, in the rest of Canada. It has strong European roots, and I should also add very, very prominent in Latin America, and it's mostly known in Latin America as a social and solidarity economy, and also in Africa. This is our definition of the social economy, and you will find it in the brochure that I put on your seat. And we usually talk of the social economy as having a set of values. And the social economy is also defined as cooperatives, nonprofits, and social enterprise that generate both social and economic benefits, bringing entrepreneurship and social goals together in the new forms of social innovation. But the social economy is not, and I think it's important and maybe a point of discussion later on, the social economy is not a substitute for social programs or a quick fix for cutbacks in community services. So as I mentioned, these are the values of the social economy, and again, we can talk about them later. It's service to community, primacy of person over profit, the empowerment of people who work in the social economy organization, civic engagement, active citizenship, social and economic values and mission, and an important aspect of the social economy is that the profits go back into the community or in the case of a cooperative, to members or to workers. And the other important thing is that there's a democratic governance and decision making. There's another way of looking at the social economy, which I think is another interesting point of discussion. You can look at the social economy as being a movement that prioritizes market functions of social economy over social change. You can look at the social economy as a transformative movement that seeks the empowerment of individuals and communities and the collective enterprise and active focus. Or else you can look at the social economy, as some of our researchers do in our work, as very inclusive. And that would include all of the nonprofits. It would even include hospitals and universities that have a democratic governance. But I really think that the important aspect of the social economy when we're talking about immigrants and refugees is that transformative aspect. It's the fact that you can create businesses and possibilities of employment for individuals and communities where you empower people who work in them. There's been a number of development that supports the social economy among immigrants and refugees, and I think Fiona will talk a little bit more about the initiative from the Cooperative Secretariat. SEDNET has formed a network, and David and Lindsay and Patrick will talk about it. There's been a book on best practices that includes a chapter by Melanie Khan and Gulalai, who worked in developing the Afghan co-op, and I've included a bit of it in the handout. And I believe the Manitoba government has also funded development of social economy organizations and immigrant and refugees. And a number of credit unions have begun to get involved in the microloan program. So there are some challenges. And again, I think it may be interesting to talk about them, and maybe Jean might want to talk about them later on. I think to me, having been a practitioner in the settlement sector for many years, I think one of the most important challenges is the fact that immigrant settlement agencies are usually divided between the settlement part and the training ESL department. And that social economy enterprise really need the skills of both the training ESL department and the community capacity settlement department. Also, social economy approaches do not fit easily within the traditional funding-based programs that exist at the moment. And another important barriers, I think, to the creation of social economy organizations and its use by immigrants and refugees is the fact that those who are on social assistance or government subsidy of some kind have a lot of problems because very often any money that they earn through a cooperative is just clawed back. I think another issue is the need for practitioners who work with immigrants and refugees to be trained and orientated to social economy approaches. But there's been a number of emerging practices across Canada. One of them is what is called in Quebec the entreprise d'insertion, and I put a number of examples in your handout. One of them is Infotech, and basically they are training immigrants in terms of basic computer skills so that they can become IT specialists in the future. The youth immigrant earn money while they are training, and at the end of it, they have a skill. But the entreprise d'insertion is a fully functioning business And this Instatech in Quebec, for example, they have their own computer brand. Can you imagine that this is a social economy organization that has the first social brand in terms of computers. It's a very interesting model. Another promising practice is the workers' cooperative, and Patrick will be talking about his workers' cooperative. And the other model, such as Halloween, is the social enterprises with close ties to parents, immigrant settlement agencies. So there are a number of key research questions that I think we need to answer as academic and practitioners. I'm not going to read all of them, but I think the reason that they're very important is very often when research is done, people are looking at the private sector, at the public sector, but they often forget the importance of the social economy organizations in creating wealth in communities, but also in terms of providing employment for immigrants and refugees. And I think it's of interest that many communities from where immigrants come from in Canada have had a very strong history of social economy. I just want to leave you some questions. And Jean-Marc Fontaine, who could not be here today, he had to go back to Montreal. It would like to make a proposition to Metropolis. Next year, Metropolis will be holding its conference in Montreal, which is the center of social economy activity in Canada. And he would like to suggest that, first of all, is that the bags that are made for Metropolis conference in Montreal next year are sourced from a social economy organization like Petit Main. But that also that there is some tours and some study tours and some special activities linked to the social economy in Montreal. So I'm speaking on his behalf. And if you need some more information,